At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, my friends. I am Vivian McPeak, and this is HempResent. If you've got feedback or would like to suggest a guest or topic for HempResent, email me at hempresent@gmail.com. Cannabreeze is a veteran-owned, vertically integrated hemp farm and company creating premium-grade CBD. Jeff Bogard, the founder of Cannabreeze, is a military veteran who ran a chicken and water buffalo farm before fully transitioning to hemp a few years ago. With the approval of the 2018 Farm Bill, he and Cannabreeze provide local, organic, non-GMO industrial hemp products in Northern Virginia. Through Breezy Meadow Farms, Jeff is growing his hemp and processing tinctures, creams, juices, and edibles for the benefits of full-spectrum hemp oil containing cannabinoid CBD. I've invited Jeff to join me today to tell us more about his operation and the benefits of adding cannabis products for a healthy lifestyle. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Awesome, Vivian. Glad to be here. Thank you.
You bet. You are a veteran and you operated a chicken and water buffalo farm for many years. Before we get into the therapeutic effects of CBD cannabis and your operation, can you tell us a little bit about your history? Have you always been familiar with the cannabis plant and the benefits of feeding the human cannabinoid system? Or was there a conversion that happened along the way?
There was definitely a conversion that happened along the way. And it really started when we made the decision to grow a small crop of CBD hemp flower in 2019. We cut out about a quarter acre. And I really had zero experience with hemp and cannabis. I've never really been a user of cannabis, even as a kid. And someone had said that this is the new green rush, and I'm a farmer. And if you know anything about me, a guy that raises water buffalo is definitely willing to try new things. So we put in 420 plants in the spring and summer harvest of 2019. And it was an altering experience as someone who has never even grown anything green. The experience was just so amazing that as we moved down that road in 2019 and we got through harvesting, I really at that time was considering, wow, this is something I really want to maybe expand going into my farming practices.
Fascinating. If I could just ask quickly, why would you breed water buffaloes?
Well, you know, I spent the vast majority of my business life, my work life in business, from real estate finance, IT. I made the decision back in 2009 that I wanted to get out of that and get into the country. I have a wonderful wife who said, whatever floats your boat. And by 2011, we had sold our house on a little bit of property and bought this farm in 2011. And I knew that in order to support my family, I had to break into a new industry that that could do just that. And so we decided on exotics. So we raised poultry to pay the bills while we grew a water buffalo network for consumers as well as restaurants in the DC area.
For meat then?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Interesting. I'd love to talk more on that about that, but I think we should move on. Okay. As a veteran, what aspects of your military experience have you tapped into that you think have helped you create and operate your cannabis related business ventures?
Well, ironically, the number one reason I got out of the Navy, and I loved my time there. I spent 8 years with the United States Navy, and I unfortunately, some decisions are made for you. And I ended up running a chemistry lab in a research facility. And I found it, although intriguing in the short term, in the long term, it's a boring place to be, very mundane. And I knew that either I needed to start over in the military, or I needed to leave and try something else. And so, unbeknownst to me, 30 years later, 40 years later, I'm now doing exactly what I was doing in the military, but I'm just doing it at a different level, still working in chemistry, still working in how do we combine these compounds to make an impact.
Fascinating. So you had no idea at the time that you were learning skills that were really going to help you follow something that does give you passion, right? And you do think is fulfilling. Is that right?
Absolutely. To finish off the story as to how we ended up going all in for hemp. Christmas Eve of 2019, my daughter was diagnosed with cancer. And at that time, I really thought deeply about, choices that I've made up to the point where we are now growing hemp. And it caused me to do a lot of research on the cannabis plant. And I think at that moment, I realized that, this was divine providence. I'm supposed to be here doing this, and I needed to do it big. And in 2020, we sold all of our livestock and went all in for hemp and cannabis.
I've done an excess of 250 interviews on this show, and that's, I've heard quite a few stories similar, that a family member getting sick is kind of what opened the door in the direction of cannabis hemp. Tell us about your operation. How do you grow your hemp? What efforts do you take towards sustainable farming practices? And is there anything else that you think might set your operation apart from other hemp farms?
Sure. We primarily are an outdoor grow facility. We have a small grow house that we utilize for just our smokable flowers. We do create several strains of smokable flowers every season, but primarily outdoor grow. And we will grow anywhere from, 4,000 to as many as 15,000 plants, depending upon, our inventory. Do we have the ability to outsource some of that biomass? And our entire grow process really is all done by hand. That we have no automation outside of using tractors to lay our mulch rows, along with some underground irrigation. Everything is done by hand. All of our nutrients are fed through the underground irrigation. We primarily use fish manure to give our plants, the needed nutrients to have an excellent grow. And it has worked very, very well for us. And then we just use, from a battling the environments, we use a lot of organic materials. Like we'll use peppermint and lavender, and we use ladybugs, praying mantis to keep the eggs and the larva out of our buds when harvest season comes around. And fortunately, our farm is on Breezy Meadow Lane, and there's a constant breeze that goes right through this valley, and it really helps keep the mold and mildew out of our buds, at that prime time when you're, just that pre-harvest where you really need, those nutrients to maximize your flower and at the same time, prevent it from molding up.
Fascinating. How many people do you have employed?
We have nine. We have nine. We have four full time that work, on the farm facility as well as in the lab, producing products, and then we have five part timers, both and a lot of them, they'll do a wide variety of things, whether it's helping us support our farmers market network through Fresh Farm, or We have festivals here, so we need help setting up for festivals, or even, formulating in the lab, putting labels on products.
Nice. I am talking to Jeff Bogard. We're going to take a first break and come back with our second segment, so don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
We're back on Hemp Present with Jeff Bogard. Jeff, there are a lot of choices that consumers can make in cannabis legal states. A lot of different products, a lot of kinds of products, and a lot of reasons that people can be looking for a cannabis product. Can you just quickly talk about CBD? What potential therapeutic benefits does CBD offer someone?
There's so many. If someone were to look at the underlying methods of your endocrine system and how things are balanced throughout the body, you'll realize that CBD, along with many other cannabinoids, have many benefits to help keep what we call the body in balance.
Mm-hmm. Homeostasis.
Homeostasis, buddy. That's exactly right. And so, sometimes we have to hold back the education when somebody asks, well, will it do this? Will it do that? Because the short answer is, one, everyone's different, and two, it probably or possibly could help that area. So we try to be more specific on why CBD works, why cannabinoids work, and the impact they have inside the human body. And from the very beginning, stress and anxiety, I would say it would be the number one reason why most of our customers would want to, introduce CBD into their health and wellness routine. Mm-hmm. And then and that spectrum, that's from, I say 25 to 75. That covers the entire U.S. population.
Yeah.
Then there's the other segment, which is probably, if we're to combine, and if I were to look at one age group that we educate the most, it would be the senior community. It's the boomers that really, I think, and in my experience, have where CBD has really impacted their lives in a positive way.
Well, that's a growing market, so that works out business wise.
It does.
And are there some, like, maybe some legal restrictions about kind of what you can say about the therapeutic effects? Is that right?
Yeah, there is. There is. We use the word can, possibly.
Right.
Studies have shown
may.
May. Exactly. Exactly.
How about sleep?
Oh gosh. Sleep is a large benefit in the introduction of cannabinoids, not just CBD, but there's other cannabinoids that we use. We do a lot of combinations when it comes to trying to target specific disorders to try to correct. And with sleep, we've combined CBD, CBG.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And CBN in making some of our sleep support products that have been very effective and very well received in the cannabis community.
Nice.
And I will say that, THC definitely has its medical benefits. And I would have to say that, when it comes to pain and sleep, I'm looking forward to the day where we can combine those cannabinoids in these similar products, because I think mm-hmm. that they just have this this compounding effect as far as effectiveness. And I really am looking for the day when that's a reality.
Right, right. I want to talk about your product line. But first, do you focus on social equity with your business? And you mentioned that you employ 9 people full and part-time. What kind of positive impacts do you think that your business has generated in your community as well?
Well, I can tell you from a social equity perspective, one thing that we have seen in in what we're doing in the community is really having an impact on the anxiety and the stress that a lot of individuals seem to be dealing with right now.
Just
And
access to your products.
absolutely. And I will tell you that the biggest thing that we believe is in getting this word out that this is a product that can impact everyone, and that is through education. Because, as you know, we're a little bit our hands are a bit tied in what we can and cannot say. And so through education, we're able to get the information out, especially through I mean, I got to be honest with you. Fresh Farm has made a huge impact on the success of this company and in so many areas, including social equity, and and the ability for us to get in front of all types of consumers that that are looking for an organic, locally sourced, quality product. And at the same time, at these markets, we have that ability to have that one-on-one conversation, and we can share, different experiences, right? Because we can do that. We can share other people's experiences on how this has impacted their lives and how it's quite possible that it could impact yours as well.
Right. I imagine it's easier to talk about the effects of CBD cannabinoids in general than it is to talk about specific products.
Yes, that is correct. And we can talk about the cannabinoids themselves, and then what we can do is we can segue into a, well, this these are the products that would that
That have that, right?
right, exactly.
Tell us about your products. What kind of stuff do you make and sell?
Well, we our goal is to cover all areas of your personal life. We want to create products that don't disrupt your normal routines. And we start off, of course, with our sublingual oils. A lot of people still call them tinctures, but we are our lab and our production facility is 100% solventless.
Nice.
So there is no alcohol in our facility. And so we like to use the term sublingual oil under the tongue, so it gets absorbed directly into the bloodstream. So that's kind of our bread and butter. And with that, we can make, we can do instant formulations, which we do for companies that might be looking for something specific, and that's a product that we could deliver, within just a few days. We could turn those around. But outside
I'm
of
impressed that there's no alcohol because alcohol is kind of toxic, right?
it can be, absolutely. Not only is alcohol toxic, Vivian, it actually strips benefits away. I mean, we believe that, the whole plant, and when I say whole plant, I'm for us, it's whole flowers. So we don't use any components of the plant. We strictly just use the flower. And within that flower, there's specific compounds and specific chains that connect these cannabinoids together. And a lot of people call that the entourage effect. From a chemical perspective, it's just keeping all of the compounds intact. You add alcohol to that, it's going to break down the efficacy of that particular product.
Going to degrade some of the components, right?
Absolutely. And
Huh.
we just made that decision not to go down that route. It was expensive. We have one of three solvent CO2 solventless systems in probably the world, because I don't believe this company has ever sold anything outside of the United States. And it offers us the opportunity to go from flower to product in a single step. It's pretty amazing.
Nice. Very impressive.
And so
Go ahead.
that might answer a previous question, what sets Cannabreeze apart, and why do I believe and our customers believe that our products have a higher success rate or a greater impact? And I do believe it's because they're truly getting a whole plant experience.
Nice. Excellent. I want to dive in a little bit more into your product line, but we got to go to another break. So don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back with Jeff.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
All right, we're back with Jeff Bogard, the crazy farmer. Jeff, just real quickly, tell us a little bit more about what kind of products that you sell.
Sure. Out of the oils that we create out of the machine, we're formulating everything from topicals to gel capsules. So that's pure extract inside of a gel capsule. We've created a line of seltzers beverages through a partnership with a brewery right here in Loudoun County. We also created just a few of our edibles. We're not a big leader in the edible in edibles for CBD, primarily because, as a chemist, bioavailability of edibles is the lowest, and our goal is to make sure that every customer has a positive impact. So we do have gummies, and we sell some mints. But outside of that, we're using a lot of nano emulsification technology to offer better absorption, even for a full spectrum oil like ours.
Right. I referenced the 2018 Farm Bill, and there's a lot of regulations, man. And there's a lot of local and federal, state, county regulations for cannabis hemp in any iteration. And it's a changing environment for a lot of people. As soon as you comply to something, it changes. Or there's, different enforcement, or even the people enforcing it don't know what the current laws are. And are you know it's very confusing. What's your experience been as somebody growing hemp in Virginia? What's that like for you? And is there anything you think should change to make it easier?
Well, there's a lot of things that I could think of changing to make it easier. The impact on growth and sustaining a viable company has not been easy. And again, I mean, I my hat's off to Fresh Farm for allowing us to be connected all around the DC area with our products, because that ability to get in front of people is most important, so they can hear exactly why these products may or may not work for them, rather than seeing it on Amazon or Googling it or walking into a vape store. I don't know why anybody would walk into a vape store to buy a health and wellness product, but that's for another conversation. I would say that the big thing that needs to happen is the FDA and the USDA need to set guidelines that we can follow. Some level of oversight, because the state can only do as much as the state can do, and they have their own list of what they believe to be good or not good, or legal or not legal, and we're kind of in the middle of this road. And a lot of people don't realize, this is a very, very expensive industry to be in to begin with. And it's pr probably the only reason why I'm one of maybe three or four grower and producers and manufacturers in the entire state, is because I was dumb enough to make an investment out of pure passion back in 2020 and 2021, honestly. If it wasn't for that, I don't know if we would have had the stamina to continue at some point, especially what Virginia did in 2021, and then again in 2023, with making decisions on cannabinoids that we can no longer support.
They're not making it easy.
No, not at all.
I'm hearing this across the board, I mean, I'm hearing this from people in all the legal states, just what a nightmare it is. And that, imagine if the wine industry could only grow in their state, or could only sell in their state, for example, right? And had to deal with the taxation and the regulations and stuff. You wouldn't have the industry that you have today. Our time's kind of winding down. Really quickly, how can people follow what you're doing? And if they live in the state of Virginia, how can people access your product?
Sure. We've got a farm store right here in Loudoun County, up in Lovettsville. And we also have a very robust website at www.cannabreezehemp.com. We're also an event venue. So anybody that's interested in getting to know more about cannabis, meeting with like-minded individuals in a non-judgmental environment, we have a beautiful park we call Oasis that is opening up on 420. And they can certainly come and see what it's all about. And oh gosh, I can't forget. How about the eight farmers markets that we're in around the Beltway? I mean, we're everywhere. All states, Virginia, Maryland, and the district. You can find us online or go to freshfarm.com and you can see our locations there as well.
All right. Well, Jeff Bogard, found at cannabreezehemp.com, among other things. Thank you so much for being on the show, man. It's been great talking to you, and good luck with the best of with all your efforts.
Thanks. Thanks, Vivian. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. That concludes this installment of Hemp Is In on Cannabis Radio. When it comes to prohibition, you've got the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice. Find your voice and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. The Hemp Is In intro music, 7 Mile Beach by Joanne Rand. The outro music, Take Back the Plant by Stickerbush. I've said that so many times, think I could get that out. See you next time. Stay strong.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.